Right now, it is time for us to go to warmer climes. It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and also her latest release, Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning and Happy New Year again, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning. I'm sorry I sounded so confused. Just that one of our grandkids is going back to school, and somehow I forgot today was Thursday. Must be lack of sleep, right?
Could well be. And speaking of lack of sleep, and by the way, it's so funny. At the beginning of the new year, people come out and say, you know, you should get enough sleep. And then by the middle of January, it's like, oh, well, never mind.
No, it's true. We all make resolutions that we're going to have good sleep habits. We're going to prevent ourselves from binge-watching something on cable television until 1 a.m. Or let's say going off even to exercise late at night or late in the evening so that we can't fall asleep. And 2 weeks later, we fall back into our original habits. But, you know, there are many things that really prevent us from getting a good night's sleep. In a sense, you and Marshall are examples of this because you have to obviously get up extremely early in the morning for the program, and yet I'm sure that there are events in the evening that you feel you would like to go to or you really start to go to as media people, and that has to cut into your ability to sleep. And think about, you know, the way our life plays out, so many of us have, many people have very long commutes in the morning, for example. So they have to get up early in order to prevent the traffic they're going to be facing. That means it cuts into their sleep. Or when they come home in the evening, between a long commute and maybe picking up the kids at daycare and doing the errands and going to the supermarket, getting dinner on the table, paying their bills, doing whatever kind of work you have to do, suddenly the evening hours evaporate and you find yourself not able to go to sleep because you don't have the time to go to sleep until perhaps 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and then you're up early the next morning for the same routine. You know, there are people who have two jobs. There are people who jobs sometimes forces them to work many longer hours than they planned, like if somebody in a hospital may have to work, two shifts because the person who's supposed to replace her on the second shift is sick, unable to come in to work. The people who go to school at night when they work during the daytime and they stay up at night to do their homework and to catch up on everything else they have to do, again, they don't get any sleep. And I think even one of the most egregious examples are kids in high school or even in middle school whose schools begin at some terribly early hour in the morning. Some schools actually begin at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, even though it is extremely well known that teenagers need much more sleep and they are sort of constitutionally unable to get up early in the morning. Yet the schools sort of close their eyes to this and make them get up very early in the morning. Oftentimes this is after they've had a day before where they're not getting home until early evening or late afternoon because of after-school sports and clubs and music practice, band practice, have to do their and sometimes don't get to bed until 11 o'clock at night. So there's this disconnect between telling all of us, say New Year's resolutions, oh, you must get enough sleep, and actually being able to do so. And the effects are so well known. I mean, bad mood, you know, difficulty concentrating, your memory is impaired, you're tired all the time, you pretend to eat more, that's been shown. You even find that you may exercise. You don't exercise oftentimes to the same intensity and duration. You know, there are all sorts of mood changes that are linked with not getting enough sleep. And any kind of productivity, your performance, after one night of not getting enough sleep is impaired. And yet we're not doing absolutely nothing to change the situation.
And people don't even... Yeah, except sometimes, aren't there some schools that have recently started their classes later so that the students can...
Yes, a few, but not enough. Yeah, a few schools, but in general, the country still has, or the school systems of the country still have very early starts. And the other thing is, what about you know, we know this for a fact. What about residents in hospitals who are, because of their training, they are told that they must work 24-hour shifts? It's not even a matter of choice or accident. You know, if somebody doesn't come in to replace you, this is part of your training. You may have one night or even two nights without getting any sleep, and yet these people who have your, my life in their hands are expected to perform with the same acuity and attention and memory and ability to decrease errors. They're expected to perform without any sleep. Yet we know that simply on regular tests, people perform with many more errors after one night of not enough sleep, let alone two nights or, you know, maybe a year of this. And so I said, I don't understand. If we had a machine that we knew was deliberately broke every day because we didn't maintain it, and we expected that machine to perform, we'd think ourselves crazy. And yet our bodies, our own machines, we simply neglect to do the most basic maintenance of ourselves, enough sleep, in order for us to perform the way we should. And I see no change in the attitude of the United States. I think it's just getting worse. So, and I'm sure in your situation it couldn't be too easy either.
No, and every time we try, something else happens. So, but it's something that should definitely be worked on, and people should know that the healing properties of sleep are not overstated or overrated.
Right, and it occurred to me, because I've had this argument, as it were, with my grandson, who is a sophomore in college, and, you know, he's after final exams, he said, "Oh, I'm so exhausted. You know, I had two nights, I wasn't sleeping." And I said, "How did you expect to, he did all right, but how did you expect to perform as well as you on your exams as you might have had you had a very good night's sleep? Because, again, even if you're doing a multiple choice test, for example, your likelihood of performing an error, even though you know the answer, but you simply don't circle the right one, is increased significantly after just one night of not getting enough sleep."
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
I think that, again, it's an overlooked problem that, you know, it's easier simply to, you know, wring your hands and say, "Oh, did you get enough sleep?" without anybody in any kind of institution, except those at a couple of the high schools, which are having started later start time, are doing very much about it at all.
Thank you very much.
I hope you all get a good night's sleep tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertman. Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy here on Robin Hood Radio on Thursday mornings and also online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman.